whole squad on a mission. You got to listen, we pole politicking. It's so dope when it kick in. You can get in where you fit in. We straight pole politicking. The whole squad on a mission. You got to listen, you know what this is. When we pole politicking, my money long like division. A proposition to put a fist in. We straight pole politicking. Ayo, I rise like the sun in the east, running the streets. Same people that was coming in peace, summon the beast on the microphone. It's never a long and hard task. For God, I'm gonna smash they blog and podcast. Introduction to journalism 101 with Pharaoh Pope, politicking about where I'm from and what I do. What's up? It gotta be good. Interviewing everybody, you know they probably could take all the blood, sweat, and tears working all them years. Putting in 10,000 hours, it empowers careers. From the baby and Megan Thee Stallion to Yo Gotti. High as a kite, jet life, currency in the party. With MC Light, Jay Prince said I rap a lot. Super Saiyan Black Kakarot with a Macintosh laptop and my Apple Watch. Smoking Fraggle Rocks, four eyes, got more lines and hooks than a tackle box.
What?
The whole squad on the mission, you got to listen. We pole politicking, it's so dope when it kick in. You can get in where you fit in, we straight pole politicking. The whole squad on the mission, you got to listen. You know what this is, when we pole politicking. My money long like division, a proposition to put a fist in. We straight pole politicking.
Welcome back to PolePoliticking.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Right now, we're live on a lot of shit. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. But check us out on Apple, Spotify, all that too. 1212, I'm in the place to be with Cairo Suave. How you doing?
Ew, what's going on?
Yeah, you even switched names up on me, though.
Look, I'm still Star Cavalli, though. You feel me? This is just the better version. This is the more mature version. You feel me?
Yeah, I would say so. I guess we just, because I was looking the last time I interviewed you, it was like 6 years, it was 8 years ago.
8 years ago, right. It's my 20-year anniversary this year since I copyrighted my first song. So I'm like, I'm about to go on a nice run.
All right. You said congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I should be doing your thing too. Look, you still at it?
Yeah, it's a marathon.
Hey, look, 8 years is a long time. Let's keep it a stack. You inspired my podcast, for real, for real.
Yeah, thank you.
Between you and I think I did Drink Champs, and I used to watch Joe Budden a lot before I started mine, and then, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm about to start asking the questions, too, now.
I know when I started, it was like 2008, so it wasn't a lot of people doing it, but now it's like everybody doing it. But
everybody, it's saturated. That's why.
Yeah, but I was like, shit, I still got to do my thing, because I still feel like, even though it's so many podcasts now, it's still like especially with the mainstream, I don't necessarily like interviewing somebody. Like, it's like, if somebody got an album out, they go through the whole podcast circuit. I don't like doing interviews like that.
And they go sit down, whatever. You know, I don't sit down with just anybody. This is my first interview in maybe 3-4 years. I've been interviewing other people, but you got my first interview in like 3-4 years.
Well, appreciate that.
You feel me?
I don't like how people and it's the same set questions, so when they get like that, I don't really want to interview them. So I like interviewing them before they blow up. Or I really like catching people before they blow up. So the last person I caught like that was Mexican OT. So I interviewed him like 2-3 years ago. So I see he's doing his thing now. But you
can't stop, though, because you really been in the field. You really know who's who, like. It's certain people that if I go sit down with them, they don't really know my history, but you know how long I've been around. Our last interviews 8 years ago.
Yeah, you've been doing it for a while. Now, I say, so just let us know about, like, so why did you switch your names and everything?
Honestly, I had some legal situations going on, and, like, I just wanted to start over. I wanted to turn a new leaf, you feel me? So I switched up the business names. I got the TV network, Polyfly, that's the company name, and Cairo Suave. I just wanted to walk into, like, a more mature version of myself, you feel me? Like, I'm getting older. Like, eventually you got to go from being a player to being a coach. And I'm kind of at that stage of, you know, I done ran my course. I done did music for 20 years. It's not much more I can give y'all. You feel me?
I'm gonna ask you too. I remember, you had a lot of stuff going on back in the day. I remember it was you and the girl Chaos. I remember like you had Cat Stacks in your videos. You was doing a lot.
I just blocked Cat Stacks the other day. That's the first thing I did in 2024. I blocked Cat Stacks.
Well, you had to block her.
Yeah, I had to block her, man. I've been dealing with that bullshit for too long. 2024. Nah, she came with the bullshit this time. I blocked her mid-sentence. Block, bitch. I'm tired of that. I don't want to hear that shit no more. You feel me? Like, Cairo Suave is on a whole different wave. Like, Star Cavalli, you know, Star Cavalli was wild as a motherfucker. Wow. Live wire. I'm trying to calm down. You feel me? Like, I'm trying to...
Hey, do you feel like when you see, like, the Zeus's now and, like, the Twitches... Do you be like, damn, this shit those came a little kids. Bit too early.
Look, those my kids.
You look a little bit too late, yeah.
Nah, those my kids. You feel me? Like, let's really keep it a stack. Like, if we gonna really talk in terms, and there's no disrespect to Zeus or Now That's TV, because I interview a lot of their castmates. I fuck with them, you feel me? Like, I'm not a hater. I've never been a hater. So I congratulate the people coming up. But let's really keep it a stack. Who was out here with all the baddies on the cameras, living this lifestyle out in the open? Like, when I was doing it, I was getting ridiculed for that shit. So, like, for me to look up and see that everything that I was ridiculed for, even down to being gay, these are all the things I was ridiculed for. I was an outcast for, and now they're glamorizing and fucking, like, like, it's cool when they do it, but it was a problem when I did it. But, like, I started that shit for real, for real. I was the one who, like, when I started managing Chaos, like, let's really keep it a stack. Chaos was probably, like, one of the first dancers to have a manager and really be going on the road and getting booked. And, like, you know, I treat it because I came from the
going viral. Business. She went viral, too.
Yeah. When I came from the, and I shot that video, on the ceiling, that was off of my camera. I'm the one who put that shit up. You feel me? So when I first ran into her and I saw her light and I saw how talented she was, to me, she wasn't just a stripper. You feel me? Cause like back then, strippers was looked down on. People didn't respect strippers. They didn't have no respect for strippers. You feel me? But when I saw her talent, I was like, damn, this shit can be bigger than life. You feel me? So like when I came with her, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna treat it like the music business. And I moved her like an artist. You feel me? Like, so like, I was really putting it on the line, making something acceptable that wasn't really acceptable before. You feel me? And I had to go through, you know, the creators, the people who like start the waves, we the ones who take all the punches for this shit. Like, even down to like, and no disrespect to her because I fuck with Shorty too, but like, let's keep it real, even down to the Young and Maze and the studs that are coming out, I'm the one who had to take them bullets for y'all to be comfortable like that,
right?
You feel me? Like, I was the one who came out and took that risk and said, this is who I am. I'm not changing for nobody. Y'all gonna have to accept it. And the industry said, okay, bitch, get the fuck out. We ain't fucking with you. You blackballed. And I said, okay, I'm gonna do it on my own.
My question would be, like, how do you feel like, because, like we knowing the Hip Hop 50, it's a lot of older female rappers. They might have came out now, or like they still ain't came out yet, but they never, like, you know they are, shit, but they never Rekha, came out with it. Look, but you Rekha, you came out look, with it.
Rekha just came out what, a couple years ago?
Yeah, but I was gonna say Queen Latifah
came out a couple years ago. Like back then when I decided to come out the closet and like be an open lesbian, it wasn't acceptable to do that. So right. A lot of females didn't want to risk getting kicked out of the industry or getting, you feel me? Like, they didn't want to take that. It's just like
that's a everything trend that's
going on now. Like let's keep it like the same shit that happened with Cat Williams. That's the same shit that happened to me.
Preach.
That's the same fucking shit that happened to me.
Mean, like, but what do you mean by that?
Because when you go against the grain and you decide I'm gonna do what I want to do, and you have the power to do it without the powers that be, oh, they gonna make it hard for you, bro.
Hmm.
You feel me? So I took a lot of fucking slack to remain myself. Like, I'm gonna keep it. I'll keep it a stack. When I first cut my hair, and they thought that I was coming out of the closet, I wasn't even gay yet. If I'm being completely honest, I had a show with Trina, and I didn't have no money on that day. I couldn't do nothing with my hair. My hair was looking crazy, and I knew I had to get on this big-ass stage at the motherfucking Orlando Convention Center with thousands of people, and my hair was looking crazy, and I couldn't afford to do nothing. And I looked at my homie, and I'm like, yo, I can't go out on this stage looking crazy. And he was like, well, you got a nice little round shape head. I'm from the military. Shit. Come out with a brush cut. Break the neck. And I'm like, you know what? It's just hair. It'll grow back. Fuck it. Do it. And I cut my hair. I went out on stage. Bitches started jumping up. That's the first time I experienced groupies. Bitches was jumping up on the stage, twerking, and this was, shit, 2007. A long time ago, way, like, everything they doing now, I did that shit a long time ago, but I came out, the pictures came out, and when people saw me with the brush cut, and looking like a dyke, a lesbian, whatever, because I always dress like this. Everybody who know me know, even as Baby T with the long hair, this is how I dress. I was a basketball player. I was a boxer. So I always dressed comfortable. It had nothing to do with my sexuality. But when I cut the hair and I had the brush cut, the bitches was jumping up on stage. I'm 35.
I was like, he on you. He said, how old
are
you?
I'm 35. I'm about to be 36 in February. I just look like a baby. So the bitches jumped up on stage. They taking the pictures. So now I done like damn near branded myself as a dyke. And I wasn't gay. I ain't never dated a girl, never messed with a girl, nothing. And this was during MySpace days. Look, I probably was one of the first people to experience that cancel culture shit online. When I tell you they ate my ass up in the comments, Poe, oh my God, you're never gonna make it. How you gonna be in the industry? You cut your hair, you look gay. Yo, they dogged me so fucking bad just because I cut my hair. And I was like, yo, oh my God, I'm getting called all kind of dykes and all. And I'm like, I'm not even gay. So you can't do nothing with my hair.
So what made you be gay? Was it that or something else happened?
Well, if I'm really being honest, I always knew that I liked girls, but I came from a Christian family and all of that, like everybody else that didn't want to come out the closet. You feel me? Like, I was scared to actually try being with a girl. I ain't want to get in trouble. I ain't want to get under that. So, like, I knew I liked girls, but I never actually, like, went forward with a female. But when I moved to Miami, when I turned 18 and I became an adult, people had already been calling me gay and a dyke and all of this for about a year straight. And I'm like, I'm not even gay. Like, but you know what?
Fuck it.
I'm in Miami. I'm looking around. It's beautiful women every damn where. And I changed my status on MySpace to bisexual. And when I tell you, females flooded my inbox, like I was a hot commodity over there. So I was like, wait. Oh, they love me over here. And the rest is history. You seen it?
I'm gonna ask you what you think about what Lil Nas X doing.
Lil Nas X is a plant. He came with the rest of the littles.
Right.
That shit is a play. It was all a play from the door. He was viral before he had that song. He was Old already troll as viral shit, which is how he got the attention of the labels, because there was a point of time where the labels were no longer looking for artists that had talent and none of that. And I know that because I was a ghostwriter. You feel me? Ooh. After I got blackballed, somebody came to me and said, look, you're so dope. You're so talented. I believe in you. Like, I know they not gonna rock with you, but you're so dope. If you write this music for these artists, you can get that bag and damn near live better than the artist. And I did that.
You said you was blackballed?
For sure.
Why you got blackballed?
Because I dissed Nicki Minaj and they put it in XXL and the fans thought I was better.
What year was that?
Well, they put it in the magazine, and then a week later is when they put her on the cover of the magazine, and Diddy had just became her manager. So I'm going to say 2005 or 6, maybe.
So who do you think was behind the black ball? Like, is it was Young Money? Was it Diddy? Was it Nicki Minaj?
And they all the same.
Huh.
It's all the same. The gatekeepers.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you see how, and then with the Lil Nas X now, I was saying, because you see how now he coming out with like a Jesus album or something? Talking about he going to Liberty University. Actually, went to Liberty University.
It's all late. And for the people that's upset with Lil Nas X and you getting mad about it, you're giving him exactly what he wants. He don't give a fuck what you think about him, for real. It's all about the numbers. And the more y'all get mad, unfortunately, like, I embraced being hated. Why? Because it gave me more engagement than being liked. Because the people that you love and love you be the people that support you the least. But the people that hate you, oh, they come to your shit every day. They come to look every day. They come to give their opinion every day. And at this point in the game, because the game has changed and it's all about the numbers, that works in your favor. Like, I love to be hated. Come talk about me every day. Come say whatever you want to say about me. I don't give a damn. As long as I'm monetizing it and I'm getting paid for these views, I don't care what you say when you're done looking at me. And that's the same shit Lil Nas doing. I don't believe it. I wouldn't take any of it at face value. And I also know that you can't play with God. You feel me? Like, all this shit come with a price. Like, it come with a price. It might feel good right now, but you're going to hit that brick wall eventually, and you can't even call on God to save you.
Yeah, so, I know, right? Yeah, I'm saying, how can you tell when they...
shit you shouldn't play with. But to each their own. Like, look, everybody doing what they feel they need to do to eat, and considering I know what it feels like, you know, I wouldn't sell myself. I couldn't sell my soul. I'm not about to kiss y'all ass. I get in the mud and get it on my own.
I was gonna say, how can you tell when someone's a plant?
With
the hip hop, how can you tell?
Oh, in hip hop, it's very easy. Look at their motherfucking background. They were all nerds. When did you become a gangster rapper, and who wrote that for you? Because you wasn't in the field. We was in the field. We know who was in the field. We know who the gangsters are, and majority of them are locked up or dead. The real ones, the stories they talking about, at least, they ain't lived that shit. They were nerds. How did you have time to be a nerd and be a gangster too?
Then I saw you had Johnny on your podcast.
I did. That's my family. I love Johnny Cash.
Yeah, you want to hear something crazy? My boy called me. I live in San Diego. So my boy called me. He was like, hey, man, you want to go to this players ball? And I'm like, what? And he was like, yeah, man, it's at Nick's Tennis Place. He's like, you want to go? And he was like, yeah, he was like, one of my boys, man. He's like, I interviewed him back in the day, and he said we can go with him. He a pimp. It ended up being fucking Sookie Slim. So we was by him the whole – yeah, we was by
I don't know, shared a couple rooms with Silk. He used to be in Miami a little bit. I fuck with him. He's talented. Actually, Prince Marky D is who put me on. Rest in peace, Prince Marky D.
Yeah.
Prince Marky D is who put me on to Silky Slim. He was playing the song. I was in King of Diamonds with Chaos, actually. And he played the song, and he was like, PGL, ain't nothing but some pimping going on. And I said, God damn, Prince Marky D. Because at that time, I'm in the field, you feel me? So I'm like, hey, hold up. Prince Marky D. And when I went in the booth to ask him, Doe actually happened to be in the booth. And me and Doe clicked like this. Doe was in the booth and he was like, oh, that's my label mate, Silky. And I'm like, he like, oh, he actually right downstairs. So I'm like, okay, boom. I gave him my CD. At the time, I was pushing the Hip Hop's Favorite Lesbo mixtape. I gave him my shit. He took me down there. I met with Silky. They came to V Live a couple times after that, you feel me? And like, yeah, so, and then when I interviewed Doe, we ended up talking about Johnny Cash. We did that one on New Year's last year. And we started talking about Johnny Cash. And after we started talking about Johnny, he like, yo, me and Johnny spent a lot of time in Vegas together, you feel me? So I'm like, oh, matter of fact, I need to bring him on the podcast. So that's why I ended up bringing Johnny on the podcast just recently. Because I'm like, yo, okay. You family, and Johnny hella cool. He's hella cool. He's super cool.
Yeah, I'll ask you kind of like so with that, I'll ask you far as with the female rap, what do you feel about the how the female rap is growing? But it seemed like at the same time with the female rap, it's a lot of whole rap going on. So what do you feel about the female rap growing? But then it seemed like the whole rap is taking over the female rap. Like it ain't like, no conscious rap, female rap. It's more that whole rap going on.
I'm going to just say this. I am happy that females are winning because it has been hard for us. You feel me? So I can't say a bad word about females winning right now and doing their thing. Shout out to all the female rappers that's doing their thing. I do wish that we could probably, you know, give more context in the music and like, you know, not all be rapping about the same shit. That would be nice. But I'm just glad to see females winning, and I want y'all to keep going and study your craft, learn how to write, read more books, up your vocabulary. Mm. You already in the door. Just keep doing what you got to do. Like, that's my message for the females. And, you know, just learn the business. Know what you're doing. Don't let nobody finesse you, and keep your soul to yourself.
I know with me, like, cause you know, I'm trying to find the new people, but it's like if you find like they're all being the same right now. So I just wish they kind of try to distinguish themselves and quit. Like it's like cloning right now.
There's not really a lot of originality in the game
at all. Like, damn,
it's very much so lacking originality. And then the people who kind of, you know, created a lot of these waves, they look at us and be like, "Oh, you old ass bitch! I don't respect you." You old. Mm. So they just cut us out to play, period. You old. I know, but I know what I'm talking about, though.
Huh. Because I know I see it's like you're working on a couple reality shows.
Oh, yeah. I just dropped The Crazy House. Y'all can go watch that for free on polyfly.tv or go to polyflynetwork.com. I did a, it's like a docuseries. I went on a cross-country road trip, and I, like, linked up with a couple of, you know, like, social media influencers and shit that I was working with and rocking with. And it's just, it's funny as hell. It's like a comedy. It's kind of like a reality show, but it's kind of like not a documentary, because that would have to involve music and all kind of other shit. But, like, as far as, like, my online ventures, I went and linked up with a couple of those people. That shit funny. And the Polyfly show, I'm about to film that. The Polyfly show, Polyfly Reloaded. I'm about to film that. I want to say next month. That's my plan. I plan on shooting that next month, but I got 20 girls that's coming to try to win my love. And I'm going to walk away with a couple of them. I don't know. I might pick two. I might pick three. I might fall in love with one. I don't know. But yeah, we're going to find out when we get there. But it's all these girls are live wires. They're crazy as hell. It's going to be fireworks. And, you know, I'm a firecracker myself. So we don't know how this is going to go, for real. But I know it's going to be dope.
I would say, so what was your inspiration behind that?
Shit. All I keep hearing about is the Jerry Springer shit over and over and over and over again. So I'm just like, yo, you know what? I don't want that to be my only TV experience. And then after I started like interviewing people from Zeus and Now That's TV, like I interviewed Gutta K and Carry On, Kirk Franklin's son, a lot of Now That's TV people. Like I done chopped it up with a lot of them before they blew up. You feel me? Like a lot of the ones that's popular now, I had them on the podcast before they took off. Kind of like you. Like I just be seeing a light in people. And then once I got in and I'm talking to them and I'm seeing how it goes, and I'm like, you know what? I could do this shit myself. I could produce my own shit. You feel me? Like I like being in this world, but I don't like, you know, how it's ran in other places. So I want to do it, but I want to do it my way. Like, I just always had an independent mindset. Like, anything I do, I'm going to do it for me. Like, I wasn't ever really interested in, like, being on Now That's TV or being on Zeus. Like, I would rather sit next to LaMelo and T-Lo. I don't want to be a cast member. I want to be the boss. Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you had anything you want to say about Jerry Springer? He passed away last year.
Rest in peace to Jerry Springer. That's the king of reality TV. He started the trolling and all of that. That's the king. You feel me? Well, he was the king. Yeah. I'm the new king of reality TV.
Speaking of, I mean, that's my like guilty pleasure, man. I'm subscribed to Zeus and all that shit. I was actually watching the Blueface Club, the old shit today. But I was going to say, yeah. So wait. What do you think about Krishan and Blueface? Because I'm actually a big fan of Blueface. What's your take on them? I think because he got my last name, so I'm thinking we probably related. So I just be rocking.
You know what it is? When it comes to Blueface and Krishan,
and Jaden, I guess Jaden too.
Look, it's like this: I love them both separately, but I don't like who they make each other. You feel me? Like, at some point, Blue, if you in love with that woman, be a fucking man about it, and she'll stop being a bitch, because she's not going to stop being a bitch or crying until you do the right thing, bro. If you're not going to do the right thing, you're going to keep having those problems. So if you're going to do it the right way, or just leave it alone. You feel me?
But I guess my whole thing is, so the whole time he been doing all this at Bad Girls Club, it's been Jaden back there waiting. So I'm like, damn, this nigga had Jaden the whole time. So I guess how you feel about Jaden?
It looked like Jaden tired.
Huh.
It looked like both of them over that shit. Eventually, coming from a true player, a real player. Now, we know I done had mad bitches at the time, like a whole lot of them. Look. They get tired of you, yo. Like, shit, I think all my bitches tired of me. All of them. Yeah, I'll be tired of them too, but they probably more tired of me than I'm tired of them.
I know a lot of the P's, they always end up with one at the end of the day, so shit.
Because some of them end up with none.
That too, yeah.
Look, I'm not in the game no more. You feel me? Like, I am retired. I have, you know, put my jersey up in the rafters. I'm looking for me about 2-3 girlfriends that I could settle down and build my foundation with. And they got to get along with each other. And they all got to get along with me. And we just go and live happily ever after. You feel me? Like, that's how I go. Like, you know, most peas end up going and marrying they bottom. If I could marry 3 of y'all at one time, I might. But, eventually, you got to show your appreciation to the people that been down for you. You feel me? So, like, 9 out of 10 times when that Pete end up with that woman is because she been there. She that's was the holding one. Him down yeah. when he didn't even want to be married. So, like, at some
so that's
point,
how I look at Jayden.
You got to give her that.
I look at Jayden like that. I'm like, damn, she been with this fool that had 2-3 fucking reality oh, yeah, shows with the other girl.
Look, he got Blue. Well, Blue got to honor that, though. He got to honor the fact that she been down for him, and really, he got to honor the fact that Krishan been down for him, too, whether he likes how they're down for him or not. And that's his problem. He can't get past the fact that I don't like how you down for me. But they've been down for you, you feel me? So just, you know, show that reciprocation. And if you don't like how they was down for you, then you need to go do right by the next bitch so she can be down for you the way you want them to be down for you.
I think the tables turned on
you. You can't go make the same mistakes, though, because you're going to keep ending up with the same bitch.
Yeah, I think the tables kind of turned on them when they end up, like, because he always kind of had them against each other, but then they end up kicking it and being together, being friends, and I think that fucked all his little shit up.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where being a real, true, like, gentleman comes in, because you were supposed to handle that before it even got to that point. Like, before a female go sit down in a room with another one of my females, I will put her in the room with her. You feel me? Like, let's get this out the way. Ain't gonna be no surprise. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if you keep it real, it's females that's gonna rock with you. They gonna rock with you if you keeping it real. But if you not keeping it real, when she find out you not keeping it real, she can't get past that. Like, that be too much for the female. Like, you lied to me.
Right.
So it's just gonna be smoke from that point forward at that point, because you lied to me, you feel me? And I feel like I'm a masculine, I'm an alpha, but I'm still a woman at the end of the day. I still got emotions. You tamper with my emotions, you might get a different side of me. That's just women. That's our nature. That's who we are, you feel me? But you can avoid all of that by being real. Like, keep it a stack with her. Like, look, I want to fuck both of y'all. I ain't even gone cat, baby. I ain't finna lie to you. So you want to leave me right now, or you gonna accept the fact that this is what I want to do and we rocking? Either we rocking or we... Like, I like to... Like, give me... I'm gonna give you your options up front. So you can make your decision up front. Because if you gonna break my heart, baby, break it now. I ain't trying to be out here acting like Blueface because I'm mad that you're leaving. If you gonna leave me, I want to give you every fucking reason to leave in the beginning. So you know, all right, look, this is the good, this the bad. Are you gonna leave me? Because if you gonna leave me now before my emotions get involved, and now I'm breaking your motherfucking windows.
I would say, so you saying you was in the game for a little bit. I guess what made you get in the game and what made you get out?
My pops was in the game, so it kind of, it's in you, it's not on you, you feel me? Like, I grew up in the game, so it was just normal. But getting out, I went to fucking jail. And when your life is looking you down your face and you realize I'm about to lose everything because of this, would you walk back into it? If you was able to walk out the cell and come out here and have a chance to add another chance, would you go back into the game?
Right.
You're a goddamn dummy. It's not worth it. You feel me? Unfortunately, for you to be in the game, you had to be in it during its glory years. If you wasn't in the game when the game was the game, you missed out. Like, if you're trying to get in the game now, you're going to jail, bro.
Well, you say, the glory year, what years are those?
Going to jail. And it don't matter how slick you is, how smooth you is, with the way that technology and all of that shit is advancing, we're not getting away with it anymore. And considering that we got our females listening to Sexy Red, and the first it was just Beyonce and Keisha Cole that could mess up the whole household. It was just them two. Just now Beyonce and Keisha Cole and maybe Toni Braxton. But now you got City Girls, Sexy Red, real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. Hold on, this is what you're talking to. What? It's so many. influences on these females' brain. Then you got Instagram. They watching other females. They get shit. These new hoes follow a million pimps in our day. That why are you following them for? Right. Especially if you with me.
What do you think about OnlyFans now?
Can I be honest? When OnlyFans first came out, I told my girls, hell no, we ain't doing no OnlyFans. That's cheap. We not doing that. That's below our pay grade. I'm so fucking mad at myself. These motherfuckers done came up off of that shit, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I picked integrity over OnlyFans, and I missed the goddamn bag.
Yeah.
I missed the bag. I missed the wave. I didn't jump on the boat when it came because I felt like, you know, we came from being steppers. We outside. We on the red carpet. We getting this bag. Like, what you mean you about to sit online and show yourself to a nigga? What?
You saw that?
And
you
now
saw
they done took it past OnlyFans. They doing content on them Instagram, Snapchat. They just everywhere. Like, I'm sorry, but like, my lady, look. If you was a lady in the streets and you went out and you did your thing and you was discreet enough for me to never find out, never figure it out, I can live with that. I might even be able to cuff you after that. But if I know that when I get with you, at least 20 niggas could send your pussy back to my phone. I don't like that. I'm not saying to that. I got pride, man. I need a female that's a little exclusive about herself. So like,
but did you see like
it's good at, I mean, if you just in it for the money, then OnlyFans is great. But if you about integrity and knowing your value and valuing yourself, I feel like you're selling yourself short, me personally.
But I think one of the top people on it is Iggy Azalea.
Really?
Yeah, she getting money. It was they were saying her and Cardi B, but I don't think Cardi B on there no more, but I know Iggy.
Hey, look, I ain't never subscribed to OnlyFans in my life, but I subscribed to Cardi, goddamn. Where she at? She got one? I subscribed to Cardi. I have never subscribed to OnlyFans in my life. I swear to God. Not one. Not even free ones. I'm big on my integrity. That's it. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be different. Like, put me in a boat by myself. I think he froze.
Are we back? My bad.
There we go.
Yeah, Wi-Fi started tripping. We good? Yeah, I was going to ask you about, because Ruby Rose, I know she got one client, one dude off OnlyFans, like, but he's sitting there like $100,000 a month and shit.
Ruby Rose got some dope music. She's actually a dope artist. She one of the ones I like. It's a couple of them that I like that actually really be spitting and really on top of their bars and all of that.
Like who?
Shit, I like Sexy Red's personality. I feel like the bars could be stepped up a little bit.
You know what?
Of course I love Cardi B. Y'all know I love these Cardi B. I like Cash Doll. I think she's like real American. What's that girl from Chicago? Tink. I like Tink a lot. I like Asian Doll a little bit. She cool. That's all I could think of off the top of my head right now. But
it's what about Doja Cat?
Light skinned Keisha, she fired too. I like Doja.
Yeah. What about you? Like Doja Cat?
Kinda.
Some of her stuff. I ain't on her, but some of her stuff. I know that song with Gucci Man. I like what she got. Yeah, I did.
Doja got some good music. I just feel like the industry broke her. Like, they break a lot of people. Like, I'm telling you, bro, fame come with a price. You feel me? After 20 years in this shit, like, I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot. Like, I don't even want, I like, people be thinking, they be like people be saying shit like, why did it take them so long to say something? Sometimes you don't want to talk about this shit.
Hey, you said I could ask you anything, right?
Of course.
So you seen any freak offs? That's what I want to know. I want to know. You seen anything worth filing? Or nah, man, crazy like that.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. That's what ran me out of Hollywood. All that fucking freaky ass, gay ass shit. I ain't gonna lie. I had to get up out of there, man. I ain't want to be a part of none of that. But it's definitely going on. Believe you me.
So ain't what do you
about it?
But I guess so. What would you say to like somebody new in the game, want to get in the game without having to do all that? Because it sounds like you kind of got to do that to
stay
get
independent,
where you want to get.
Like I did. Look, let's keep it a stack. You see, I'm a lesbian. I'm a girl. I like girls. You feel me? In order for me to maintain this, I had to be independent. And it is a little bit harder. It's not going to be easy. But if you don't want to get fucked, put your own bag up. Because they're going to try to fuck you. They tried to fuck me. I said no. And they make it hard for you after you say no. So before they even ask, just go put your bag up and do your own thing. Because, yes, they're going to try to fuck you. They're going to try to fuck you for sure. Girls and boys. Especially the boys. Shit. I got lucky for real, because they really wanted boy pussy. They didn't want me.
I will ask you what you think about, because I be trying to figure out why she ain't really broke through yet, Rhapsody.
She probably said no.
Yeah, that's what I be thinking, too.
She said no. Look, when you say, I'm not going to suck no dick, they're not giving you that bag. That's just how it is, bro. Like, so if you don't want to suck no dick, you better go get you some money.
So come in the game with some money, so you ain't got
to
worry about
that. Come
in the
game with some money, yeah. Come in the game with some money. Go get you a bag, and then come and make your money work for you. Invest into the business. Make sure you own all your masters, all your copyrights. Make sure you pay your fucking producers and your songwriters, because a lot of those songs I was ghostwriting and songwriting, I still ain't get paid for. And I don't know if y'all want to settle out or I need to call a lawyer, but just know I'm on my fucking way about it. I want my bag. I wrote that music and you sang it and y'all made money and I want my money, okay?
He said, give me my money.
Give me my money. I need money. I need the money. And then the fucked up part about it is, like, when they do dog you and they do you like that, it don't save you from, like, the fans' ridicule. You feel me? Like, when people get to calling you broke, and you really are broke because you ain't get paid, but you did the work, that's how you end up with niggas like Freddie P. Bitch, I'm about to scream. I'm about to holler. I'm about to lose my goddamn mind because I did the work. I should be paid, but I have not been paid. Shout out to everybody for making the band.
I think Freddie P said, he said they made
rest
like 25.
Dungeon, by the way.
He said, recipes who?
Rest in peace, Dungeon. My best friend, the one that I started rapping because of, he went on making the band, but he lied about his age. So he wasn't able to be on the show, but he's a lot of the reason why I started doing music, because he was like, yo, like, your personality is so fucking dope. Like, you need to write a song. And I was like, nigga, I ain't a rapper. I ain't. But I wrote the song, and the first song that I wrote is what got me my record deal. And I took off, like, immediately. And then, like, when I got up there, and I got to looking around, and I'm like, not agreeing with what's going on. I was smart enough to get out on my own. I didn't let them take me out. I left. Matter of fact, I'm gonna drop some tea. I'm gonna give you the exclusive. So, once upon a time, I was living with Chris Stokes because of his son, Milo Stokes, the one that I was working with. And I'm not going to say which one, but one of the cousins came and let me know that there was a meeting in the kitchen about me and about how me being openly gay was making Mr. Stokes uncomfortable, which was beyond me. Beyond fucking me. Ain't no way I'm too gay for you.
Yeah, I would say, especially what we hear about him now. Yeah.
So, like, when she came and put me on game, like, yo, like, look, they don't want you here. And I'm letting you know right now, it can get grimy around this motherfucker. You might want to make a move. And I did. I went back to Florida, and as soon as I got there, I got arrested. The day after that show when I cut my hair. To be exact, that same night when I got off stage, yeah.
How many times you been arrested?
I've been arrested mad times, but I've been facing like a lot of time twice. Uh-huh. Yeah, 7/19/2008. And then again on 7/19/2018, that's when I just caught this pimping charge. But I wasn't pimping when the charge came. I was writing music with Mr. Milo Stokes. Mm-hmm. And then when I decided, you know what? I don't like the way things are going. I'm not being paid properly. I don't like the energy. I was right back in jail again. Ironically, after writing and sleeping in the same living room with Trippie Redd, who's punching the air about Tekashi 6ix9ine's song taking off simultaneously. So you do the math.
Right. You're right. I mean, who all did you write? Who? Well, I don't know if you could talk about that, but I guess.
I can't. I won't say who's singing my lyrics, but I will say that I didn't get paid for them. I can say that a lot of these motherfuckers are my clones and literally learned how to walk, talk, swag, and all of that, pretending to be like me. And they're going to tell you I'm delusional and crazy because that's what they do. They make you out to be crazy, and so they think you're not a reliable source and whatever, whatever. But, yeah. All the stories you hear about the songwriters and the producers who eventually complain about not getting paid and then they're dead or in jail. Let's be real. You telling me all these different people from all these different walks of life who worked with different, well, all of the producers we work with are connected, but you were all working on different projects and you all ended up with the same results when you wanted to get paid.
Right.
First it starts with you not getting paid. And if you don't just lay down and take it, when you come out and you start telling your truth, a lot of people that came out and told the truth are dead.
I guess when you think about it, like, how much money are you talking about? Because shit, if it's enough money, that's why they killing them. Because if they owe you like $50 million, man, they ain't gonna try to pay them. Be like, you know, it's probably cheaper.
I haven't really tried to do no math or nothing like that because I was trying to make sure I didn't go to jail for the rest of my life. Yeah. I just got off probation like 4 months ago, November. Right.
Well, so, you cool now?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Like, I'm good. I'm free. But I had to get through that shit. And the worst thing I could have done while on probation was to come out and get the pop in my shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's an easy violation. I had to fall back, be quiet, shut my mouth, change my name, become a different person. And that was Cardio Rich. And then once I made it through my situation, there's no need for Cardio Rich anymore. So who am I going to be next? Because, and that's Cairo Suave. Like, Cairo Suave is if Baby T, Star Cavalli, and Cardio Rich had a baby. That's Cairo Suave. It's all of my personalities in one. But I've been forced to recreate myself and undergo different personalities because I couldn't take no more back. I couldn't take no Star Cavalli backlash. I'm going through something. I don't want to deal with no Star Cavalli backlash. I had to become somebody completely different. When you smart, you know how to move around. Everybody not strong enough or smart enough to move around, though, Poe. A lot of people done fell short to this shit. A lot of people dead and gone. A lot of people in jail because they didn't have the smarts or the money to get out of their situation, bro. But it, shit, the truth is the fucking light. And sometimes you got to pay a price for telling your truth. You feel me? That's why I have been very particular and selective about who I talk to or when I decided to speak. That's what I told you. You're my first interview in 3 years. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You feel me? Like, I told you, I only talk to people that I want to talk to. And you're a person that knows. You've seen me working for 20 years. You've seen me in the studios. You've seen me there. You know my story is true. Yeah, but to the new people, or, you know, they don't know. I just look like a motherfucker making some shit up.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing, too.
Luckily for me, I got all the pictures and videos and the receipts. Right. And the proof behind what I'm saying, you feel me? Like, I can show you the pictures of me and these people. I could show you the videos of me in the studio teaching these motherfuckers how to rap. I can show you that. Everybody can't show you that, but because I can show you that, that's a whole lot of reason why I gotta move militant as fuck too. Cause shit, I gotta live. I'm gonna tell my truth too. I ain't about to, you know. But I wasn't gonna do it on probation. You got me fucked up, nigga. First of all, I shouldn't even be on probation in the first place.
I was gonna ask you, like, Farsi, you were saying. You've been in the game for 20 years. Like, what do you want the listeners to just know about you and your just you as an artist and the 20 years you've been in the game?
I kind of love what I do. So, like, if you fall in love with what you do, if you fall in love with your craft, like, if you're in love with music, if you're in love with talking, if you're in love with filming, whatever it is, it's going to make your journey a lot easier. So what I'm going to say to anybody that plans on coming into this industry or into the business, one, learn the business, know your information, really, really fucking study your craft, for real, and make sure this is something you really, really want to do, because like I said, all of it comes with a price. And it ain't for everybody. Everybody won't be able to survive this business. So make sure it's something that you really, really want to do. And if it is what you want to do, then do what you got to do, but keep your soul with you. Because it's not worth it at the end of the day. Like, just think about it. Like, all of the people who did, the people who were not strong enough to say, you know what, I'm just going to ride my own wave and do it on my own. They feel like they need that help. They feel like they need somebody to do it for them. Like, all of it comes with a fucking price. So make sure this is what you really, really, really want to do.
You know, then what's next for you?
Shit, Polyfly Reloaded, Polyfly Network, Polyfly.tv. I got the clothing line. I just dropped the album, Chilly Dub Club. It got 33 songs on it. Some new, some old, some, but it's 33 records. It's, you know, my 20 years in art form. You feel me? So I say hi. Look forward to the Polyfly show, polyflynetwork.com, polyfly.tv. Yeah.
I would say, how you like, you be doing a lot. How you do so much? How you manage your work?
I think I think I got ADHD or something for real. Cause I just be going and going and going and going and going. I don't have an answer for that, honestly. Like, my brain just be, when you're really a creator, when you're really creative, like, most creatives know, like, your brain move fast as fuck. You feel me? And I don't know. Like, I just be like, damn, I want to do this. And I try it. And sometimes I succeed and sometimes I fail. Like, I just keep going. I don't know. I just keep going. This shit. How you ended up with Pope Politicking for 8 years?
No, I've been doing.
Somebody switch it up. I'm about to interview you. All right, boom.
That's 16. Look, so I've been doing it 16 years.
Look, 16? You've been doing it 16?
Yeah, I started 08. Yeah.
Okay, so boom, look. Now I'm going to hit you with my podcast questions. Yeah, I bet you ain't never had the podcast flip on you. I'm about to interview you now. So, out of all your interviews, favorite interview, least favorite interview?
My favorite was Jay Prince. Well, I interviewed Jay Prince twice. It was just my favorite because I was like, damn, I'm talking to Jay Prince. And I just never thought this should have had me talking to Jay Prince. And then my least favorite, shit, it'd be a lot of those.
And who was the least, though? Like, who?
I don't have a least, but it just be like, you know, like some of the, like, you'll interview a new artist and they already be trying to act like they own and you supposed
oh
to
my
be,
God, yeah.
You know how that be. They be yes. like, yeah, look, just, they had an attitude
with the producing thing, because like a lot of these girls that I come to bring on the show and shit, they don't know that I was famous before doing this. So like when they come in, and then you got to think like the females that I work with, and we ain't gonna name them all, like that one that we be naming is because we seen her, you feel me? Right. But like the caliber of females that I've worked with, when these new females come acting high and mighty with me, like, baby, I done share rooms with Beyonce. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, so it's like the ego thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of those.
Like, come on. Like, it's people out here that done put in more work than you that don't even act like that. And it don't even be because I don't try to humble nobody. I don't like nobody telling me to be humble. So I don't try to humble nobody. But it's people out here that have done more work than you, have more notoriety than you, and they're not even acting like that. Humble your fucking self.
Yeah, so I get a lot of those ones. It's a lot of those ones, but ain't really nobody in. I ain't got no name.
Look, you got a celebrity crush?
Not really, because I don't know. Because you know how they be saying, don't meet your heroes and shit? So I already know, like, most of these people, if I meet them in real life, they probably won't be like they are. But I was telling my girl, I was telling her, Regina King, she kind of cool to me right now.
Oh, yeah, she lit.
She look like
what
she's cool.
Okay, I got a question. What do you think about what Vivica Vox had to say about the whole Taraji shit?
Man, I was just... Right before we called in, I was watching Tasha K talking about it. I be watching Tasha K, but I was telling.
I think I saw a video that said Gabrielle Union chipped in and had something to say about it, but I didn't actually watch it though. But when I saw it, it very much gave like I'm a suck that dick. So
I was looking at it like I don't know, man. I just don't think. I think Taraji, far as the movies and the money she's requesting, that time kind of came and passed. So I think she's mad at us, but she's mad at the game. But she should have had better agents getting her fees and shit. Now it passed because now she's like, what, like 50, mid-50s? What roles is she getting now? She can't get those younger roles. So I'm like, she's kind of like, how much money did you want to get for Shug Avery, playing Shug Avery? Like, how much they supposed to pay you for that? So it's like, I don't know, man. But I was trying to think about all the movies she did.
I mean, it's all a catch-22. I feel like everybody should get what they work for.
She only did one movie, though. Like, what movie did she really get that sold? Like, because you got to think about when they get in the movies, they getting the people that can bring you in.
She lit, though.
But would you go see a movie with her as the lead? Just her? Would you go?
I would.
What role would she have to play? Like I'm saying, I don't know. I just, look, I'm not a big movie person.
I don't know about y'all, but I like Cookie. God damn it.
To me, that was her run. That's when she should have been making all this money.
And look, she, I like Cookie.
She even said it. She said she was doing Power, and she just realized she wasn't getting no deals. She wasn't getting nothing. So she fired the whole team. They messed that bag up. She should have got something off that. That ain't the labor.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, even with my situation, in hindsight, like a couple years ago, like the less mature version of myself, I was really upset about not getting paid. But like today, in hindsight, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I didn't come with my lawyers. I didn't come with that paperwork. I did not. But at the same time, if you know a motherfucker put that work in, you should pay him. Period. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have to come with lawyers and paperwork for you to do right by me. I shouldn't have to do that. But because I didn't do that and I didn't get what is owed to me, I should have did that. But I maybe... our problem is we get comfortable in the business sometimes, and not having a bad relationship with people makes you think that they're your friend. But when it comes to business, ain't no fucking friends.
Business, yeah.
Ain't it's no friends throat. In this business. And my problem was I did a lot of work off of love because this was my friend, because he promised me that in return his money would come. Now, when that money don't come in return, and then you turn around and say, bitch, I ain't never been your friend, but I gave all of this to you off of friendship. Who's really wrong, me or you? If you came to me as you're my friend, and if we do this together, we're both gonna eat. And then you're the only one eating, and then I say, wait a minute, this is wrong. And then you say, I'm not really your fucking friend.
But y'all never had.
I wouldn't have gave you none of this if we wasn't friends. Let's be real. You would have had to pay me up front.
Right.
So it's kind of like the catch 22. Like it's a tricky business, and like it could break you. Like I've had times where I was broken. You feel me? And I had to literally build myself back up. You make sure it's what you want to do. That, I'm not discouraging nobody from doing it, because if you're good at what you do and you know how to monetize and you make sure your paperwork and everything is together, it could be beautiful for you. Yeah, but if you come in with your eyes closed, they're going to put a dick in your mouth. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think to me it looked like, I would say, shit, you need to have 80% business and 20% talent. Shit. Have your business order everything, yeah. More anything.
At this
shit.
Point, yeah. I mean, it's kind of, but you got to think about it in terms of the game. It's kind of like the same thing, because I could take a basic bitch and turn her into a superstar. You can't take a superstar and turn her into a basic bitch. Like, she might not have what she should have, but once that bitch is a superstar, she's a superstar. You can't take that back.
Right.
You feel me? Like, you can't unstar a star.
Like Krishan.
But you could take somebody that might not be as talented as such person and use that same format, and they could be just as big. So it's really 80% business. If you know how to handle your business.
That's what Blueface is doing right now.
And if you don't, it don't matter if you're talented or not. You're getting fucked.
What do you think about the Myth music with Blueface? It seems like that's what he's trying to do. He got the Zeus show with trying to find another artist.
Look, Blue got a lot going on. He owe people money and some more shit. I feel like he just doing what he gotta, goddamn.
Huh.
He doing what he gotta.
That's what's up.
He doing what he gotta. Like, and you know, it's just, hey, like I said, all this shit come with a price, but at the end of the day, if you're real, like, I could sleep with myself at night. That's the best thing about the route that I took. Because a lot of people sold themselves and did things that they didn't want to do. Some of them bent over. They did. Cat ain't lying. Some of them definitely bent it. Look, I was in the room, y'all. Niggas bending over, y'all. Ain't nobody bend me over, so I ain't got no motherfucking shame. I can talk about all this shit if I really want to, but I just choose not to. But they was bending over. Matter of fact, look, y'all already gonna know who I'm talking about, but I'm gonna just share the story anyway. So one day, bro came to me and he like, yo, we about to go to Diddy house with Diddy sons and woo, woo, woo. Now, mind you, keep in mind my history, you know, I don't think he liked me, nigga. I ain't really trying to go over there anyway in the first place. And then it rung in my head and I'm like, nigga, you done heard all the stories. You you know what might happen if you go over there, right?
Right.
Bro looked at me and said, but it could be such an opportunity, though. I said, oh, fuck no. I'm out of here. That's it. You got to go by yourself, nigga. I'm not going over there. You want the opportunity too bad. I don't want the opportunity that bad. If I got to bend over for it, I'm not showing up. I'm not. I hustle for it.
Yeah. That's it. Well, the thing about it, that's not even with the music industry, man. That goes down in any industry you is. Like,
yeah, some
people try to make you do the most. Yeah, you got. That's when you got to have integrity and some principles.
And but look, integrity, principle, and the truth come with a price too. They gonna dim your light if they need to, because a lot of these people don't want to. Even though you might walk in the truth, you might even like base your whole, like me, I've based my whole life off of being the truth. You feel me? Like trying to be real. Some people don't give a fuck about real or not. They care more for the opportunity, and those are the people that's gonna bend over. But the sad part is the people that's willing to bend over are the people who don't want you to know that niggas is bending over. Like,
yeah, so you not
so you willing to bend over, but you don't want nobody to know, and you gonna try to wipe out anybody that say something about it.
Yeah.
Instead of just not bending over, do y'all real, bro? Do y'all realize if a couple of y'all niggas would have just said no, y'all wouldn't still be bending over? If more people would have said no, you wouldn't have to keep bending over. Bitch, I'm one of the people. I said no. And that's why I'm probably one of the most talented people in the business. I have one of the longest track records in the business. But you won't see me on any major platform because I'm not going to bend over.
But when did that, when did you say that?
My so, real friends.
But when did that start? Like, I don't think it was always like that in the game. Like, when you think?
Yes, the fuck it was.
Even from the beginning?
Bucking started in slavery, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When did it ever change? Y'all so mad at Kanye, but the same shit they was doing 400 years ago, y'all doing it in the music business right now. That's why he don't want to be there. But y'all we gonna act like Kanye crazy, though.
Y'all gonna ask you what you think about Kanye. They getting on him about his girl, how his girl be walking around now, right now.
Kanye is in the beginning of his awakening stage. Because a lot of the time for you to bend over, you sleep. It's hard for you to bend over once you're awake. Once that third eye open up, it's not that easy to bend over. That's why you see these motherfuckers fighting these demons and going crazy. Look, I'll throw a name out there. YK Osiris. You can see the battle on that boy. He battling, bro. Because sometimes people say, you know what? I'm just going to bend over for this opportunity. And then when you look in the mirror and realize you the nigga bending over, now you mad at everybody else.